Namaste, my name is Louis Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about when a man has no one but God. When a man has no one but God, he walks into a realm where earthly attachment loses their grip and eternity becomes real. This means the guy, or maybe me, but I don't tell it to you, live in both worlds. So we change it all the time. We then in this world or in the spiritual world are more attached. And we see it's both worlds, but our attachment is changing all the time. Or that you have this experience that you are energy and not the body and so on, or that you walk in yourself. So sometimes it's when you drive a car and then you lose all the attachments, it's something crazy. But sometimes you can deal with this. No? This is not just loneliness, this is a sacred ground. It is a place where the soul discovers its true dependence, not on the approval of others, not on material stability, not on fleeting comforts, but on the presence of the living God. And God becomes your focus, and when everything runs bad, you let go of the worldly things. Also, my greatest meditation experience were when I was in a total crisis always, and then I left away, I went out of the whole crisis and embraced the divine and so on. I said in this world, this is just so. Then you can let go of the whole world and you are away, no? And you enjoy that time. No? Some of the greatest men who ever walked this earth were men who spent time in the wilderness of isolation. Isolation is needed. No? Abraham also, Muhammad was in a long time in isolation. Also Jesus and so on. All, no? Abraham walked away from everything familiar to follow a voice he could not see. Joseph was betrayed, sold, imprisoned, and forgotten before the dream came to pass. Elijah stood alone against kings and prophets of false gods. They all walked through the fire of solitude, but not a single walked alone, and neither will you. You never are alone, okay? God is all the time there, but you cannot feel him. You cannot see his presence. You are not abandoned. You are being refined. You are not forgotten. You are being prepared. And it's a very painful process. Very, very painful. God is doing the work in you that no man can see, yet that you must not give up. I think when you be the chosen one, God knows how strong you are. And so then you don't have to fear. You can go through much more pain than you even can imagine. No? And I think everybody can do so. As to go through much more pain than he could imagine. No? Don't curse the silence. Don't run from the stillness, because the silence and stillness is the truth. No? Stay with it. Something holy is happening. When the world is leaving you behind, when friends fall away, when loved ones don't understand, when you stand at the edge of yourself and say, God, I can take one more step. Okay, one short thing. There was Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the greatest singer of all time, the greatest Sufi, I think, of all time, gave a concert in Bremen, and nobody knew him, even the concert hall was totally full. So I went inside, and I was sitting there, and then I saw an energy ball going through the house and entering my heart. I thought I will die. So strong, but I could not move, nothing. And afterwards, I got my Satori and so on. this is something what he is telling you. This can happen when you open up your mind. And Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan is for me the best singer of all time, but not only that. No. Then when he heaven answers with power, that when strength rises, that is not your own. Then when heaven answers with power, I was attacked from 5 Brazilian guys, same size like me, and even stronger than me, even with guns. And I had no chance at all. And after 1-2 minutes, they were running for hell. Running away. They had no chance. And this was the power of the Lord. Kali came to me and fought the fight against them. They had no chance at all. And then the Lord is coming. You see, even if you don't believe in Kali, I don't care. It was not my power. I'm not so strong. And I kicked away the gun and so on, and boxed in front, ready to kill everybody of them. It was a power that enters my body, and then this power, we are fighting the fight. It was not me. That when peace comes in the middle of a storm, not because the wave stops, what I saw it in my worst situation, I could meditate and go away, and it was awesome. No? And it was so dreadful, the situation, and I was so, my God, so in pain, no? And then wash. But because you finally saw the one who walks on water. Faith is forged not in comfort, but in contradiction. Faith is forged in comfort. Think over, I was in the hospital, my body was totally paralyzed. They done an MRI. I had no chance anymore. I could even not see anymore, but I could still hear. 8 hours later, I was going up. And what I've done in the meantime, praising the Lord for my life. I never have begged that the Lord will help me. I said, thank you for my life. Thank you for my life, and my Lord. No? Thank you. I didn't have said anything more. No? And I had faith in God that everything was okay for me. And this can happen, no? But you have to connect to God. And only in discomfort you can find God. And you can find faith. Never easily. I can tell you so much stories. My God. Think over. We went to a place in Kerala with our ashram, and there were so many mosquitoes, millions of mosquitoes. And the mosquito loves phalang, or loves the blood from me, because I'm a vegetarian. This means I eat only fruit and salad. So what should I do? I had no mosquito repellent. I tell you what I have done. I pulled out my shirt and were meditating in the midst of mosquitoes around me. And no mosquito were biting me. I don't felt anything. And you could not see any bite of a mosquito. And the people thought, as usual, I'm crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. I said yes to the situation, yes to the Lord. And this is all. It's not easy. When everything says you are alone, yet you choose to believe you are held. When everything says you are finished, yet you are here, the still small voice say, I'm not done with you yet. That is faith. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.